52. Sean, where are you, Sean?
In Belfast.
Okay, Sean, what do you want to tell us?
I've got a story about a dangerous game.
A danger? So for a moment,
are you ringing from where?
From Belfast. This would be a very dangerous game there, would it? Okay, what happened, Sean?
Well, it was last year, we were playing in an under-16s league.
Yeah.
In my area, and we were playing a team from the Folge Road.
Yeah.
And so, it was normal 11 aside and all that there. We ended up, we had a bet at the start. They said we would have to walk up the Shankill Road and our Celtic church.
I'm on the floor. I thought I'd literally down.
Say again, Sean. They said what?
They said if we lost, me, the captain, and the goalkeeper would have to walk up the Shankill Road and our Celtic church.
Oh, my giddy aunt. Oh, no. This is like that Bruce Willis film where he has to stand naked with a sandwich board. In Harlem with the whole black sandwich board. You, no, it's not, Danny. This is much worse than I think it might be. You, I know we can't say this enough. You're under 16 side. What happened if you won?
If we won, well, we were easy on him because we told them what they would have to do first.
You just
have
to wrestle an alligator or something, what?
No, we said they had to run around naked at the park and it was...
Piece of cake, so it's exposing the penis dying.
I don't know. I don't know.
Some people, of course, pretty much the same thing, but John Wolfe, of course, they're really in the fine line. Anyway, did the game actually take place?
It did. We had to go to it, so...
I feel jittery about this call. I want to walk away from it. Not because it's controversial, because this is like speed.
This is before the ceasefire, don't forget, as well.
This is Keanu Reeves here. What happened?
We really thought we were going to win because I had...
No. You can't lose. Don't lose this one. It's like a stage of victory. You can't lose.
I had three really small players, so we thought, this will be simple. So,
Barcelona style, yeah.
Two of them were the strikers, and of course, it's always the small ones that are tricky. So, they scored easy passes, we ended up losing. Well, we were winning at 2-1 at half time, but we ended up, we lost 3-2. So.
I feel weak, I feel so weak. So, yeah, you've lost 3-2.
Yeah, but the thing was, it was during the summer, just during the marches, and so it was a pretty hot day, and we had to walk up on a Saturday.
You didn't have to.
I know the policy of this program. Run away. Run away where you're still
going. You wore a Celtic.
Yeah. And he armed the keeper.
Up the Falls Road. The enormity of this call is dwarfing a little monkey show.
The thing was,
why didn't you ring the BBC with this stuff?
Well, we got to it, and we were at the bottom of Shankill Road. The other team and our team watched us walking up, but they said we'll have to wear the full kit, including the boots. So as we were walking up in the full kit, the goalkeeper was alright. He had his, the old black away kit.
Yeah.
To sort of cover
I really don't. I think that makes
a lot of
difference.
Was he passing it off as Manchester United Wimbledon or something? I don't
think in the area you can pass off as anything.
It's going to be best to cover up the sponsorship name on the top, but I had the home kit, so...
you were wearing green and white.
And white.
I understand, recognised more than Coca-Cola worldwide as some kind of branding. And
we were walking up, and it was busy, but... At the start, there wasn't too many young people. I was really worried about
it. I'm literally shaking. I mean, this makes all those stories about, and I sat in the away end, Arsenal when I was a top. And I said, this is very small beer.
Yeah.
And you did it?
We were going up, and as we got up, there was older people, so we didn't really mind that. But then when we were getting up, we started seeing all these young people. And so they must have been playing something or just messing about in the town or whatever. But we got up, and then we seen a wallpaper shop. And I thought, there's not going to be many young people in there. So we ran into the wallpaper shop and walked about for a couple of minutes.
Go on.
And then but it was the boots making all these noises. Everyone kept turning around.
So, in this wallpaper shop, you're in the wallpaper shop, clacking about in your boots.
Yeah.
People are watching you. At what stage do you think, we've got to go somewhere else now?
I don't want to do this because this, as I said, this is an enormous call. This is one thing.
This is
Bowtie
World. We've got to go and do the news. We're coming back and finding out.
Sean.